This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What's the most resilient parasite?
Prime Time with Isaac and Sue.
Can build cities, can transform the world, and rewrite all the rules.
That's what I'm going to be doing every single night.
Which is why...
No!
I have to steal it.
What are you talking about, Willis?
This is Prime Time with Isaac and Sue.
It's going to work. It's passable, okay? This isn't terrible.
The best in local, regional, and national sports.
With no hidden agenda.
Primetime with Isaac and Sue on 1080 The Fan.
All right. Welcome back to hour two of our Friday program for Memorial Day weekend.
We've covered so much.
We have covered nothing, and I love it. That's what we're here for.
Headlines?
Nah. Later. I want to know about this homeless issue you have. Are you without a home now?
No. I still have my home, at least for the time being. No one's evicted me yet. I am in need of a new roof, though, which is, it's troubling. That roof sneaks up on you. It's just not a...
Does it?
Well, yeah. Like, you know, you don't really think about needing a new roof until you need a new roof. And then you're like, oh my God. Like, you get one little leak, and then someone comes up there, and they're like, yeah, you need a roof. And it's like, it's tough. So not homeless yet, but we'll see what happens with this roof.
Soon to be
homeless. The rub I have is, again, I try to be a compassionate person, but we've talked about it. I do.
Do you?
I do. I really do. I try to be a compassionate human being. Okay. We're all just trying to get through life the best way we know how, right? Some of us need some aftermarket parts. Some of us need a little help. We're all just trying to get to the finish line, right? Been around this world, and everyone, no matter where you go, everyone's just trying to do the same thing. We all want the same things, right? Some of us have a little more troubles than others. But I will say that it doesn't make me happy, but over the last 5 years or so, my patience and my tolerance of the homeless has gotten less and less. Mm. And it's not because that they're homeless. I actually still have quite a bit of a plight for that. It's the actions of, there's nothing that they're homeless. It doesn't bother me that you're on the street. It bothers me that what you do once you're on the street.
Maybe a little of entitlement creeping in.
Yes.
In some instances.
I don't like that they can basically do whatever the hell they want. And we're like, well, nothing we can do about it.
These people are crazy. And there's something wrong with them.
Varying degrees of homeless, right? You got your go-getter homeless that are out there trying to get something done. You got, you know, people that have mental disorders. You got people that are on drugs. And there's all different types. But like when I saw the guy, this was like, remember like 6 months ago, we saw a guy outside the studio who was on a bicycle that was pulling a boat trailer, like a full-blown boat trailer.
Yeah, he's around here.
That's a go-getter homeless. Granted, he probably stole that boat trailer, but at the same time, I was kind of like, kind of impressed. Like, that's a guy out there to get something done. He's hauling around a full-size boat trailer, like on a Schwinn. I was like, oh my God. But I'll tell you right now.
Very successful, very rich.
The biggest issue that I have right now, And it kind of coincides.
So you got all your qualifiers out of the way. That's good. Let's get to the. Let's get to the.
Because remember, I told you the story about when I thought about stealing that homeless lady's dog.
Yeah.
Because, and she's like the hippie homeless. And this is where I think I've settled on the person that bothers me the most is the aggressive hippie homeless person. And there's a new one now. And he sits again. He's off on Division, off of Division and 205.
Okay.
He's there a bunch. And
is he got a sign?
Oh, he's got a sign
and a dog.
He's got a sign and he's got a dog and he looks like he plays the bongos for Rusted Root.
Okay.
Like he's like super hip. He's got a couch cushion that he sits on. Mm-hmm. He looks very trendy. And he's got white dyed dreadlocks and his sign is something stupid. Like, I'm going to make you smile. Give me a dollar or something along those lines. Like that guy who seemingly has the ability to do. To do things. He does not look screwed up, right? He looks somewhat put together, but he aggressively panhandles. And today I was sitting there and I was about 2-3 cars back and my window was down. It was a nice day. I had some music up and he literally came and like stuck the sign, like almost in my car window. And it was like, again, it's some dumb thing about how, you know, smile or whatever. And then he does some stupid hippie dance thing or whatever. And I was kind of like, I kind of pulled back and then he pulled the sign back and he was smiling at me and he was like holding it. And it, you know, again, I'm not giving you a dollar. And then he looked at me and got all indignant. And he's like, you're not going to give me a dollar. You can't even smile at me. And I wanted to open my door and just, and ram him with my door. And like that level of, that level of hippie homeless has officially become my most disliked creature, because seemingly there's nothing that it doesn't appear to be a drug problem. It doesn't appear to be like you're not disabled. You're moving around on there. You're doing your little dance again. Clearly you're washing and cleaning something because like your clothes aren't all old and tattered. You've got a little pack thing that you've got going with you. You got a couch cushion you're sitting on. He's got his dog there with him. And yet he's sitting there being indignant, just demanding that people give him money. And he's trying to pull the whole, oh, I'm just fun and crazy guy. But the moment you don't give him money with your dumb sign in your face, then somehow not only am I a jerk for not giving him money, but I'm a jerk for not smiling at him. That, he has officially become my most least liked of the houseless people.
Did you tell him that?
No.
Did you tell him that he was last on your list?
No.
Of your rankings of homeless people?
When he was all because
he doesn't care.
When he was all butthurt that I didn't smile about him, at least I had the wherewithal to just roll up my window and be like, I don't need to be having this conversation. But I drove away. But then I saw him doing it to the cars behind me.
Why didn't you give him a smile?
And I just
all he wanted.
And no, that's not all he wanted. It's really not. Because the moment I smiled at him, then it'd be like, where's my dollar?
What?
And to watch him, it's like that's the guy that I have zero sympathy, because he's choosing to be out there and he's choosing to be a nuisance and he's choosing to be a douche. That I just, there's zero, my sympathy level for that guy gone.
Well, at least he had a good attitude, you know, he's dancing and it's all hippie, you know, like maybe he's just falling on hard times, Jace, you know, at least he's smiling during hard times. You aren't.
No,
I think he wins.
That guy. He's officially climbed my power rankings of worst of the houseless people.
If I had to choose him or you, I'm choosing him. You're the cranky non-smiler guy. At least he's happy.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Don't stick your sign in my car window. Don't do that. What are we doing there?
You got to be aggressive out there.
Yeah. No, you don't. You really don't.
Yeah, you really do. You want to get the money, you gotta go get it.
Yeah, well, that's... That didn't work for me today. Yeah. And that's when I realized, between the lady and the dog that I encountered all those months ago and this, it's the same person. It's the same archetype. And I think that's the, I don't know, there's a choice to be out there and there's a choice for you to be annoying and playing the role of, I don't really want to do anything, so please give me money for my whimsical, like, I'm sorry, I'm not enchanted by your whimsy. Your whimsy is not going to be enough for me to give you a dollar. Nice white guy dreadlocks, get the F away from me.
We don't like all acts, you know, it's just, it's art is in the eye of the beholder.
That's his art?
Well, I mean, what's probably
his
all
art
he's
is
got.
His stupid purple crown sign.
Got, You say he's got bongos. Didn't you say he's got bongos?
No, I said he looks like he plays the bongos for Rusted
Root. Oh, gotcha. Yeah. Okay, he doesn't have bongos. Just,
yeah.
What's his dog look like? Like, what kind of dog?
It looked like kind of a pit bull mix sort of thing.
Did he have sunglasses on it?
No, but it was down there. It looked like he was pretty well behaved. He was just sitting there. Like I said, he had a little couch because he had a whole setup there.
All right.
I will say that, again, it was more put together than most of the street corners, you know, it was.
Well, look, he seems like a delightful guy. I think the problem is you. However, I do agree with the assessment that it really is annoying when guys get, like, when they get entitled to handouts, you know? Because I never really give them money. And I hate, this probably makes me a horrible person, but I don't give homeless or anybody begging for money or whatever, asking for, I don't give it because I don't know where it goes. I do not want to fund a drug habit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I'll, if I have food in the car or something, I'll toss some food, you know?
Well,
like a pigeon.
Well, I think that's the part that I
but not money because I don't know where the money's going. I just assume it's going straight to drugs or something, and I don't want to fuel that.
And I think that's the,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I see where you're going with it. I too am not going to give money because, one, I don't want to fund a drug problem either. But herein lies my problem. At least if you sound so bad.
We're awful.
But if you have a drug problem, right? Like, I get it. There's an addiction there, and it probably keeps you from working and probably keeps you from paying bills. And so there's a confluence of events, right? Like, you've got a major issue, whether that's mental health or, again, you've fallen on hard times or you know, that you got a drug problem. But when seemingly the only issue you have is you're just too whimsical for the world, get away from me. I'm not interested in your plight. Like, that's my thing. Like, when I see that person appears to just be, like, if you want to go all Jack Kerouac on someone's ass, be my guest. Stop bothering the rest of us. That's your issue. Go deal with it on your own. Stop asking strangers by shoving your dumb sign in their face to fund whatever lifestyle that you want to have going on there. Go away. And that's the person, I think, that ends up feeling entitled that they can do whatever they want, go wherever they want, set up wherever they want, because the rules don't apply to them because, again, they're so whimsical. They're just waiting for the hot air balloon to take them off to Oz. And that's the guy, I think, right now. Like a homeless Willy Wonka without the chocolate. I think that's the one right now.
Yeah, we got to have a bit.
That is the hierarchy of my annoyance.
There's a lot of competition amongst the homeless.
There is.
You know? So you got to have a bit. You got to stand out. Yeah. You can't just be normal homeless anymore.
No.
Fan text line, 503-864-6326. There's a gentleman who says he works with the homeless all over Portland, and he says, I'm telling you guys, 5 to 10% of that money goes for actual good.
Yes.
That's right, and that's why I don't give it.
Yeah. Thank you. Amen.
Because I'm not, if I knew where it was going.
Yeah. And I don't.
I'd be all about it.
And I don't like that I've become, that I've become this way. I really don't.
We'll change it.
I used to have a lot more empathy. It's gone. It's gone.
Yeah. Well,
it's gone when I came up with Bum Voyage. I think that's when it officially just hit my, you know, because it's one thing. Again, you've fallen on hard times. Let's help you back up. But it feels like because you've fallen on hard times, you now have the attitude of you can crap on whatever you want, piss off whoever you want, do whatever you want, and there's no more consequences to anything you do. And we're all just supposed to bow down and work around you. Because you have, you know, for whatever reason, you have found yourself here. And at least I have sympathy for the people that have found themselves there under hard times, as opposed to this guy who appears to just want to roll some army pants and dance on the side of the road.
Here's a text that says, as a person with hate deeply nested in the roots of my soul, I am sad to say I agree with Jason.
And I don't want to be.
Well, but you are. And you know, you can help that. You can work on yourself, Jace.
Well, that guy didn't do anything to
me. I know.
Help me
it's
today.
Hard. It's hard. It's hard. I get what you're saying. There's a lot of stuff going on out there.
You can't
it's
even
wild.
Smile at me? No, I'm not going to.
I would have given him a smile.
No.
And then I maybe would have flipped him off.
Didn't want to smile at
him. In the most passive aggressive way.
Yeah.
All right.
True story.
Not enchanted by you, sir. Sorry. You're not getting a smile or a dollar. Go away.
Yeah, what if you gave him a smile and the bird? Do you think that
that's one?
Would he be there? Like, well, at least he gave me the smile. Told me to go blank myself. Yeah,
what do you do with that? Oh, it's like a push. You've done one thing, but all then, right. You know.
I don't know what's next, but you know what's next? You know what's going to happen? We're going to figure it out.
We'll go together. On this, we'll go on this journey together.
Maybe we'll bitch about the homeless some more. That'll go over well. All right, we'll be right back on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
All right, cruising along with a, let's see, 5 segment streak of talking about absolutely nothing and wasting your time completely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we're going to make it 6 here. Yeah. Although I did see a story today, and this kind of came out of nowhere, I saw that the NCAA is on the path to allowing college athletes to bet on pro sports. Did you see that?
I did not see that.
Yeah, so they're changing their ways when it comes to sports betting for their athletes, coaches, and administrators. They're going to allow them to bet on the pros.
So you can't bet on the college games,
no.
Obviously, but
yeah, you
can't
bet
on the pros.
Yeah,
no.
Which I thought was,
well, it's only a matter of time before you can do whatever
sense.
You want. I mean,
well, yeah.
As of right now, there's no enforcement arm whatsoever in any NCAA sports.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying, like, in terms of sports betting, come on, like, if Cooper flags at Duke and he wants to bet on the NBA final, who cares?
Exactly. Well, and it's getting harder. Much like the NCAA, eventually they crumbled because. You can't make an amateur argument when you're making billions of dollars. Sports in general, every one of those teams and every one of those universities has some deal with FanDuel or DraftKings or whatever. So it's just it's beyond hypocritical that you can sit there and say that gambling is the worst thing in the world. Meanwhile,
yeah, exactly.
I guarantee when you go to some of those campuses, they're sponsored partially by some sort of gambling entity.
By the way, Ronald Acuna just came back for the Braves.
Yes,
and he hit the first pitch. Into the left field stance.
Oh, well.
So, he's still good.
Can confirm after the ACL tear.
He's been hurt.
Former MVP, still good?
Yep, he's back.
Yeah.
for your Braves.
No.
Who
the third you place hate Braves. So much.
Yeah, the Phillies have overtaken your Mets, I see.
Yeah, we're no longer in first place.
What's going on with you guys over there in New York?
The Yankees and the Sox took two or three from us, and then, you know, the Phillies are good. Yeah. Well, that's weird. I mean, all of a sudden, the Angels can't be beat. You see what the Angels...
The Angels are hot.
Yeah, the Angels just got done sweeping the Dodgers. Yeah,
it's baseball, man.
Yeah.
That's baseball, man.
Man, this is baseball.
Oregon playing Nebraska in the Big Ten tournament tonight.
Oh, is that the baseball tournament?
No, it's basketball.
I was like, wait a minute.
Yes, it's baseball.
The softball is already in the softball is already in the regionals.
And they're playing in Nebraska.
Okay.
So line up your calls and let's bitch about that.
Oh, I was like,
because you know, like
I thought you were going somewhere with that.
No, I was just saying they're playing tonight. It's a big game.
Is it?
Yeah. Huh? Boy, you could care less.
Well, I mean, no offense, but I guess Oregon is still trying to make their way to the super regional.
If they win this game tonight against the Cardiac Cornhuskers, as they're called.
I don't think that's what people are calling them.
No, it is.
I don't think you know that.
It is. I saw it today. Mm. Why did you ever trust me? Cardiac Cornhuskers.
I find it hard to believe that you're up on your Nebraska Cornhusker
baseball.
Dude,
way up on it. Mm. Like, they come from behind all the time, apparently.
And where are they at in the Big Ten standings?
I don't know about that. Mm. But they play tonight. And the winner wins their pool, and they advance to the semifinals of the Big Ten tournament against Penn State. And the Nittany Lions will have revenge on their minds from the football championship. So
I did Nebraska. Your Cardiac Cornhuskers.
Yeah.
Apparently, they're on cardiac arrest because they're 15-15 in the conference.
Yeah, but they won. They're here. If they beat Oregon tonight, they go to the semis.
They're on a 2-game win streak.
Hey, you win the Big Ten tournament.
In softball, the Lady Ducks get Liberty.
Again?
Yes, they get a chance. That happened while you were gone. They get a chance to kick Liberty's ass in basketball, football, and now softball.
And softball.
Because Oregon walked it off against Stanford, and they'll host now. And Liberty, I believe it's the first time ever that the number one seed has lost in regionals. And Liberty knocked off Texas A&M.
What a little rivalry Oregon and Liberty have
so
now.
So while I am not up on the Cardiac Huskers, I can tell you about Lady Ducks and Liberty Flames. Right?
What if I told you 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 years ago that right around the corner is a vicious rivalry with Penn State and Liberty?
That's going to be your big arch-rival.
Like, shut up.
Yeah, it is weird.
But here we are.
Yeah. The other team that is second place in the Big Ten is UCLA. So, if you're wondering,
the other semifinal will be UCLA and Iowa. Hmm.
That would be a battle of 2 and 3.
Yeah, Penn State, who made the semis, they won their pool. I tell you, pull up the Big Ten tournament bracket. You will not be any more confused than I was.
Well, that whole thing confuses it.
But it's pool play. It's basically just pool play. So if you win your pool, you advance to the semis, and the other three are set. So it's UCLA, Penn State, and Iowa.
Well, Oregon won.
And UCLA and Iowa are a really good team. Oregon won the regular season. They had the most wins in the regular season.
Yes.
But UCLA and Iowa right up there with them. Penn State was not. Penn State was like middle of the pack.
Yeah, Penn State here, again, same as Nebraska, 15-15 in conference.
Yeah, so.
Oregon, with that baseball championship, because, you know, what happens in the tournament, whatever, they now have won 8, count them, 8 Big Ten championships
in the first year.
In the first year.
God.
So basically the
Big
Ten. What
an easy league.
Big Ten's a bunch of ninnies at this point.
What is the, that can't make the Big Ten homer happy.
I do think it probably is a bit insulting, you know, because there was the idea that little old Oregon and they were a bunch of flash or whatever, and they just went out there and, you know.
But they also have the ultimate trump card. It's like, who won the game and the championship in football? Okay.
You know, it's, hey, touche, valid point.
How far who was the Big Ten's shining basketball team in the tournament?
Who made it the furthest?
Yeah, was it
Michigan State?
Michigan
State or Purdue?
Michigan State, I believe, got to the Elite Eight, and then they lost to Auburn, correct?
I think that's right.
I think that's probably right.
I think Michigan lost to Auburn in the Sweet 16.
Yeah.
They started out hot, and then it kind of fell off a little bit.
Guys, coming up next, it's time for In the News. Got some weather updates for you.
It was indeed, Michigan State.
And your water and sewer bill is about to go up.
Not mine.
Yeah, not yours.
Over in Clark County.
Yep.
Mind my own business.
That will be next, but first, Will with SportsCenter. So here's my old Forester story. Old Forester has made its way into my life. Just yesterday, or just 2 days ago.
Okay.
So Papa Rop is here now, you know.
Yeah.
And Mama Rop, they're here. And they're squatting at an undisclosed location while we find them a permanent place to live, okay?
Okay.
And he likes to walk. So he gets out and walks the neighborhood, and he said, oh my God, everybody's so nice. And then he pointed over to the side of the room, and he goes, one of our neighbors just gave me that. And I look over there, and it's a freaking half gallon of Old Forester.
A half gallon?
Yes. One of those big, I think it's a half gallon, right? One of those big,
like a big plastic.
It's not it's not the liter.
Yeah, I think it's a half gallon.
It's bigger.
Yeah, with
the handle.
Yeah, it's like a jug of Smirnoff. Why did they give your, like,
but it's not plastic, it's glass.
It's glass. As a welcome?
But the Old Forester label is on, it's like on it wrong. I think it was like, so the story goes is the guy, apparently the guy owned a liquor store.
Okay.
My dad doesn't drink, by the way. Oh. Oh, hands him a half gallon of Old Forester.
Are you about to come into a half gallon of Old Forester?
And he also handed him two high noons. Is that what?
Yeah, the high noons. Those are the tequila
Portnoy
sodas.
Thing.
Yeah, it's a Portnoy thing.
He handed him two of those too. And he goes, here, you can have these. And my dad's like, all right, thanks. And he just met the guy, but apparently he used to own a liquor store.
Okay.
And he is, he has a bunch of old liquor bottles full in his garage, and he's trying to get rid of them. So you better believe I'm going to be a buddy of this guy's. But he handed him the Old Forester, and now I'm taking a half gallon of Old Forester home. I don't know what to do with it.
I don't know. I'm guessing you're going to drink it, or like Bert says, you're going to splash it around.
It's not very good.
Well,
is it?
Old Forester is. I think it's mid.
It's not bad.
It's not Old Crow.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
You know, it's not 20.
It's not bad.
I think it's like.
It's probably actually a pretty good cheap bottle of bourbon, isn't it?
I would think so. I'm guessing in a bottle of Old Forester is probably going to run you $35 to $40.
I'm going to give it to the kids. They'll drink it.
I do that sometimes. Every now and then you come across a bottle or two that are just, they're gifted to you for various things. And often when Iserman comes home, that is, because he'll come in and be like, hey, Dad, you got anything? And I'm like, here you go, son.
Yeah,
and they love
this.
It. He's very appreciative of it. You're like, here you go. And
yeah, because they don't care about quality.
No. No. Absolutely not.
And they just want to get housed.
Well, yeah. Well, and he openly admits it. By the way, it looks like a bottle of Old Forester, 100 proof.
Half gallon?
No, this is just the regular bottle. It's going to run you about $26.
Yeah. Okay.
But they got nicer stuff. I mean, varying degrees. Yeah. I wouldn't say, like,
it's insane.
Whenever I think of like, awful, I think of Old Crow.
What is the worst bourbon?
I think it's Old Crow.
Is it?
Yeah.
Jim Beam.
Boy, Beam's bad.
It's not Old Crow bad. I mean, my buddy owns a liquor store, and we talk sometimes. You know, I'll ask him because.
What about Kentucky Gentleman?
Kentucky Gentleman's bad. It's really bad.
So bad they don't sell it anywhere around here.
Kentucky Gentleman is rough. But when you get a regular at a liquor store that comes in fact, we were soccer game and we had another friend ask. He's like, "What's the worst you've seen from a guy?" And it's like, well, he would come every day and he would buy a bottle of Old Crow every day. And like, that's, you know, if you're buying Old Crow and you're going through it, you know, you've.
Apparently Jim Beam owns Old Crow now.
Jim Beam sucks.
Jim Beam is bad.
I just like Kentucky Gentleman, Old Crow. I think Proper 12, because I'm an Irish whiskey guy. I think Proper 12, the stupid McGregor, that is piss. Like I. You want to talk about what marketing can do? Because he sold that thing for a bunch of money. If we're out and you order a Proper 12, one, I know you're a dip-ass and that you like Conor McGregor. Like, that's it is so bad. I mean, it is awful, awful whiskey.
What about Old Granddad?
I've never had
it. You ever had that?
No.
Don't. All right. It is May. What is today? That's a good question.
It is the 23rd of May.
May 23, 2025, Type 4 in the news. I'm your noted newsman. Hello, thank you. Thank you so much, ladies.
By the way, I just looked up on Chowhand the worst 12 whiskeys. I guess Elvis had a whiskey.
What was it called?
It was called Elvis Midnight Snack.
Ugh.
Gross.
I bet Canadian Mist is on here.
Oh, Canadian Mist.
Yep.
Ew.
Canadian Mist. Yeah, this is the... there's some of these I haven't even heard of. But yeah, Elvis Midnight Snack. I guess it was bourbon that was supposed to taste like the peanut butter fluff sandwiches.
Well, they do have peanut butter flavored whiskey now.
You ever heard of King Robert?
No.
They said that is like firewater whiskey. Ah! Guess what's on here?
Old Crow.
No, Proper 12.
You feel vindicated?
I do feel vindicated. There's a lot of dip-ass 20-year-old bros that are like, Proper 12. That stuff sucks.
Ooh, Evan Williams, another good one.
Stillhouse is on here.
I don't mind Evan Williams.
It is National Road Trip Day, so take a road trip today.
Love a good road trip.
It is also Lucky Penny Day.
There's no more pennies.
Yeah. Did you guys talk about that while I was gone?
No.
Big news, guys.
I don't think we touched upon that.
R.I.P. the penny.
Also, Jim Beam Red Stag made their list.
Ooh. Not even Jim Beam.
Jim Beam.
Jim Beam's specialty.
Red Stag.
Green Apple is the worst bourbon you will ever have.
But yeah, they're doing away with the penny.
Yeah, the U.S. Mint has placed its final order of penny blanks and will stop producing the coin when those run out by early next year. Can you believe that?
I can believe
it. I can, too.
I couldn't tell you the last...
The penny's the dumbest thing ever.
I couldn't tell you the last time that I got a penny or that I kept a penny and... I mean,
you know what it costs for them to make that?
It's, I think it's like, what, 2 cents for every penny?
Yeah, they said the mint, they made 3.2 billion of them just last year, and there are 114 billion pennies in circulation. It costs them, I saw that on here, 1 second.
I know it costs more to make. Than
yeah,
it,
exactly, which is why POTUS said cut it out.
I did read an article, though, that was just playing devil's advocate, and anyway, it was about rounding and people that actually live... You know, penny to penny or dollar to dollar. And the other one they said is if you're trying to get rid of the penny, the one that actually costs more is the nickel.
So yeah, because it's thicker.
Well, I think every penny, and I think nickel, I think what it's made of is worth more. But they said every penny is like 2.5 cents, but every nickel is like 14 cents.
No kidding.
To make. So they actually said the nickel is a bigger loser.
Yeah.
It's significantly a bigger loser, but...
Can we also get rid of the dime, the stupid small dime?
I think the idea is that we still use the nickel and the dime and we don't use the penny, but...
Can't we just... Get down to the quarter and that's about it.
The only time I pay for anything in cash is like at a food cart or whatever and everything is rounded. Yeah. Like
right.
There is no...
Here it is because we don't have tax. But if you go to a place where there's sales tax, you always get the stupid change. It's the worst.
Yeah, the change
you don't even
stink.
Want it.
No.
Keep it.
The change does stink. You had no place to put it.
Just round up.
Maybe
okay.
I need a sweet... And I think that's the point is some people rounding up can
it really hurts them. I get it. But look, Canada did it and it... Yeah, they got rid of their 1 cent coin.
Yeah.
And it has not been a problem.
Well, they don't even have the dollar. They have the dollar coin.
Yeah.
Which is weird that if you ever end up at a Canadian certain establishment, you don't know what to do.
I know where you put that thing.
You're like, what?
And a toonie?
That's awful.
What?
It's called making it hail. Yeah, it's a little weird. You got to hand out the 5 loonie up there.
Low 80s tomorrow, guys.
Hey, look at us.
I know what it's like out there right now.
It was pretty nice. I wore the sweatshirt and had to pop it off.
So you're naked right now?
I could be.
Right.
Be a little weird on the old YouTube. Not
yeah, it's going to be a nice day tomorrow.
Don't stand up.
And then they said Sunday as well, but then Monday might get a few rain showers.
Okay.
For Memorial Day.
Keeping stuff green.
Keeping stuff green.
Yeah, the rain, it's not bad. Might head up, catch a Mariner game.
Hey, Julio's back in the lineup tonight.
Is he?
Yeah.
Look at the Twinkies, right? Twinkies over...
You know, I don't know. I don't know who they're playing.
I think it's the Twinkies over the Memorial Day.
They're playing the Astros right now.
Yeah. I know, but I think that... Now I got to double check, but I believe this weekend, the Memorial games will be the Twinks.
Your water and sewer bills are about to increase.
All right.
Portlanders, 6.3% increase will go into effect on July 1. This will add an estimated $8 to $9 to the average monthly household bill of $140. Not good.
No, that's not good. But, and by the way, I lied. It is the Astros.
It's the Astros.
They stick with the Astros, and then it moves on to the nationally.
City officials say the increase is necessary to keep up with critical infrastructure needs and to comply with state and federal water quality reggies.
Is it wrong that every time I hear about an increase, I just assume that we're all getting screwed?
No, that's not wrong. That's what we all think.
I'm telling you, no one does less with our money than the government.
The other thing they did, and I already got this notification, and they're adding a 3%. Well, it's 2.9%, but I'm rounding up. Okay,
yeah,
3% processing fee for customers who pay with a credit or debit card.
Awesome. Cool.
And I had my debit card linked onto mine, yeah. And so I had to go in and change it to a bank.
Yeah, you gotta do that.
And it didn't take me long, yeah. But I'm not paying.
No.
You know. No. So those who pay by cash or check will not be charged the fee. So you have to link a bank.
Yeah.
If you want to save that fee.
Yeah.
So they're doing a lot to just stick it right to us with our water and sewer.
Well,
think about that when you're squatting.
I would like someone to go through and actually explain why they need that money. Because, you know, they passed that while you were gone. They passed the bonds, the school bonds.
Yeah.
$1.8 billion. And they're rebuilding three high schools. And each one of those high schools is projected to be between $430 and $460 million,
man.
Which, by the way, would make them the three most expensive high schools ever built in the United States.
Wow.
And even
why do they need to be that expensive?
Well, that was, and so the board even came out, the school board, and they even came out and were like, well, I think we can whittle that down some. And, you know, I'm
you
like,
think?
Oh, you think? This goes back to, man, that when you hand someone, and by, I'm all for voting for schools. We need to put that money you invest in education, but $460 million for a school that even they are like, it might be a bit much. And they're like, if we have some money left over, we can whittle that down and then we can do something with that. I would like to see a competitive bid. You're telling me a high school is $460 million?
Let's put in a bid.
Thank you.
We'll do it for $300,
yeah.
But you got to pay up front.
I'm convinced those construction companies that are doing that, I'm convinced that everyone's on the take. Everybody. $460 million
listen,
to build a school.
They want government contracts.
Yes.
And
no one asks questions.
Yes, there's a reason they want government contracts.
Yeah.
Exactly. They just bill them.
Yeah.
Here you go. Here's how much it costs, as far as you know.
Hey, the concrete on this is this much. And no one even... Okay, can you show some work? Can we see some math? Hey, don't worry about it.
We'll get that to you.
This is what it costs.
You know, you used to be able to build a baseball stadium for that amount.
Yeah.
Remember those days?
Yeah.
The olden days, as Will would say.
Those days are gone.
Long gone.
Yeah.
God, it's crazy to think about the cost of some of this stuff now.
Well, the fact that we're building three schools and they're three of the most expensive, if not the most, because there's other schools right now that are going to get built that are going to exceed that. But yes,
all right.
In theory, we're building the three most expensive high schools.
Was the head of Travel Oregon ripping us off?
Yes.
That's next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
This is in the news for May 23, 2025.
What is the deal with that?
Have you ever heard of Travel Oregon?
I have heard of Travel Oregon. I think we've talked about Travel Oregon.
We have?
I believe we have.
I've heard of it, but I don't really know what they do. I assume that they just try to get people to travel to Oregon.
Yeah, I always thought it was like a tourism sort of bureau thing,
yeah, right?
Right. Travel Oregon, like you see the billboards, you know?
Yeah. They're a semi-independent state agency. They have 73 staffers. They are funded by the statewide lodging tax,
okay,
which if you stay in a hotel here, you have to pay 1.5%.
Sure.
And that gives about $40 million a year. Well, the longtime executive director of Travel Oregon, Todd Davidson, announces he is retiring today. He has been a public employee for 3 decades. The timing appears sudden because it comes 5 weeks after the Oregon Journalism Project first contacted Travel Oregon about an investigation into complaints regarding Davidson's outsized compensation and allegations of a toxic workplace.
Oh.
You care to guess his salary?
So you're the head of Travel Oregon.
Yeah.
And you said it runs on about $40 million, right?
Yeah.
Well, that salary should be about $39,000 because it doesn't do anything. But I'm going to say that he was cooking the books. I'm going to say that he made $212,000.
He took home $477,000 fiscal year 2024.
Oh, my God. Once again, let me just point out that anytime if you're wondering where your tax dollars goes, it's to someone like this, and they're screwing you over.
Far higher compensation than any of the other state agency directors.
$400,000 in change?
Almost $500,000.
They accepting applicants?
Yeah. By the way, and all you do is you put together a website that tells people where to go when you come to Oregon. I can do that tomorrow.
Yeah, I have my resume ready.
Yeah, ask me where to go in Oregon. I'll tell you, there's cool places. Jeez.
So Travel Oregon, also known as Oregon Tourism Commission, exists to promote tourism, which generates $14 billion of annual economic activity and 120,000 jobs in Oregon.
I would love to sit down with, what's this dude's name?
His name is Todd Davidson.
I want to sit down with Todd and do an office space. Todd, can you tell me what you do here? I would love to hear him explain away his nearly $500,000.
I'm guessing it would be very vague.
Yeah. Oh, well, you know, there's committees, and you know, I tell people about the various horse riding food options.
Well, I mean, if you think about it, it's kind of a quality grift because it's like, you know, Oregon does get tourism, right? So they have a number, what I say, like $14 billion of annual.
Yeah.
So Travel Oregon can sit down and go, well, look at all the money we're bringing in.
If we did away with this,
can't really prove we had anything to do with it. But
well, I'm on Travel Oregon, and as far as I can tell, it's just like going to TripAdvisor. Like, you can click on places to go, and it says, you know, you can go to cities, you can go to regions. There's trip ideas, and then you click on things to do, and it's like, there's an entire section on covered bridges. Really? That's what we're paying you $500,000 for, is for you to tell me about covered bridges? By the way, did you know about the covered bridges? Did you know about McKee Bridge? What about the Irish Bend covered bridge?
I've seen them. I don't really care.
No one does. But we're paying this guy a lot of money to come up with covered bridges?
I also don't really think... Well, I don't know. I shouldn't say that.
You know, the sad part is his salary is probably like the least bit of egregious spending that we do at that level. So,
well, this set, like I said, it was far higher compensation than any other state agency director.
No, I'm saying, but if you really dug into... Oh, you know, I'm sure...
That's the tip of the iceberg, bro.
Yeah. I just...
And Todd, he's like, oh, fine, I'll retire. You know why? Because I've been ripping you off since 1996. Yeah. I'm good.
Been feeling great. Hey, you want to learn about sustainable travel? You can go here. How many people use this stupid website? Like, honestly, have you ever, when planning a trip, gone to Travel Kansas or Travel whatever?
Not really.
No.
Not really.
No. No one does. Let's see how many Instagram followers they have.
7.
They've 25. Yeah, they got, they do have 400,000 followers. All right. Yeah. I'll give you that.
All right.
Way to go, Todd.
Should that be more since your whole job is to,
yeah, to promote that? I don't know why that bothered me, but it did.
Well, they have a board. Maybe you can get on the board.
Yeah, I want to be a, I want to be a part of that. My job is going to be to
Todd will kick you down some.
I want to be looking at salaries and be like, really, Todd?
Yeah. And this guy's right. Love it or hate it, stories like this are the reasons why Doge is a thing. No, I get it.
I get why it's a thing.
Yeah, it's just how they go about it. It's a little, it's getting a little wild.
And that's why I said, like, we focus on stuff like this, but none of that stuff makes a real bit of difference. You got to go to much higher levels.
All right.
No one wants to go to those higher levels because those get uncomfortable.
It's called sports. It's called baseball in particular.
It's called rain. Comes down from heaven.
During the news for May 23, 2025.
It goes drip, drip, drip.
It's brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. All right, do the Knicks bounce back? That's next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.